The final year of high school can be a really stressful time for a lot of kids, and Andrew Splett was feeling pretty lost.
I was very nervous about what would happen in the future. I didn't really decide on a path. I didn't really have a place to go. And I didn't really feel like I fit in any of the roles that were given to me of going to a four-year university or getting this degree or going for this because the job market is needing it right now.
Now, Andrew's a smart kid. His friends knew him as a kind of Mr. Fix-It. He loved figuring out how things work.
And as kids, we would always be on, a PS3 or PlayStation or an Xbox or something. One of the discs doesn't work, or, the controller doesn't work, and everyone always just thinks, oh, well, it's broken. And I liked trying to solve it and, let's figure it out before we just say it's broken.
He grew up in a small town called Wheeling, just outside Chicago. And school for him had always been kind of a mixed bag.
I have to admit that I did not enjoy school as much as others. I played the tuba and trombone all the way up until senior year of high school. So music was really a passion of mine.
But when it came to sitting in an algebra class doing math problems, he wasn't very motivated.
Most of the time, I would just start to zone out, if I'm completely honest. I didn't see a big point to doing them, just because there was no end result, right? It was just you find the solution and that's it, and you're either wrong or you're right. I never tried extremely hard in it, and I just kind of did what I needed to do to pass the classes.
But he felt completely different the minute he was making something real.
If I ever did any math in any of the engineering or woodshop classes, I enjoyed it because then, especially in, we'll say, woodshop, for example, you have to do math on what angle you're going to cut this piece of wood and then how much you have to cut and how much you have to take off. And physically doing that then afterwards helped me a lot enjoy it compared to math class where it was just you do the equation and you find the answer and then you're done.
And it was in his engineering class that Andrew really felt in his element.
And I also had an amazing teacher at Wheeling High School, Michael Geist. He was definitely a role model for me. He had a teaching degree and everything as well, but he also grew up in a shop environment. His dad or father owned a machine shop. And so he learned all of these skills and all of these kind of tradesman skills at such an early age that he was able to teach them very well to young kids. And so he kind of streamlined my passion of wanting to work with my hands and wanting to get into a technical position.
But as high school started coming to an end, Andrew got worried. He couldn't see a career path for somebody like him with his kind of skills. Most of his friends from engineering class were heading off to do a four-year college program.
But seeing how much it costed on a yearly basis and how much I would have to owe, I remember I just did a simple calculation for if it was $40,000 a year for those 4 years, and I just didn't want to be paying all that money.
And his parents didn't have the money to help him pay for it, so Andrew was feeling pretty lost. But that's when fate stepped in. One day, near the end of his senior year, two local companies sent representatives to Andrew's engineering class to talk about an apprenticeship program they were offering.
And they were working with automation in the robotics field. They were also working with manufacturing. And when they came and presented this idea of working and getting to know the company you're working for, learning, and then also working from what you just learned, I mean, my immediate thought was, oh my gosh, I have to do this. It definitely, it kind of spoke to me.
That day changed the direction of Andrew's life. And for the first time, he began to get excited about his future. I'm Rhoda Metcalf, and this is An Apprentice's Story, a podcast about young people in America who choose a different pathway to learn and begin their career.
Darnell Kaiser, Wieland Medals. And last but not least, Andrew Splett.
3 years after Andrew finished high school, he was striding across a graduation stage. He'd just completed his apprenticeship program. Right after the ceremony, I caught up with him, and he told me about the company he ended up apprenticing with. It's called Hermann Ultrasonics, and it's a German-American company that produces high-tech machines that weld plastics together.
So all of our machines and everything come from Germany. We mainly just produce the customized equipment that each application is going to specifically need.
They develop things specifically for different companies?
Exactly. So when a company comes in and says that they want to ultrasonically weld their two pieces of plastic together, each application is going to be different. One part might be a mouse, one part might be a remote. Those are two very different parts in dimension and size and everything. So we would have to make tooling to accommodate for both of those in a sense.
So do you find the work interesting?
Oh yeah, I find it insanely interesting. Everything about it is, there's just so much unknown about the technology as well that when you start really diving into and really getting deep down into like the roots of why it's happening and you start really talking about, I guess, the science and math behind it, it's just fascinating.
Andrew came out of the apprenticeship with a 2-year associate's degree, a huge amount of work experience and zero debt. His company paid for it all.
They treat me extremely well over there. I think of everyone over at Hermann as my second family, pretty much. So it's a pretty good gig, in all honesty.
The apprenticeship program that Andrew went through was developed by 7 manufacturing companies, including Andrew's company, Hermann. They're all in the Chicago area, and most of them are headquartered in Germany. These companies created the program essentially out of frustration. All across the U.S., manufacturing companies are having a very hard time finding good employees with technical skills. And when they do find them, they spend a lot of money training them up, and then, often as not, they lose them to another company that's also desperate for good technicians. So these 7 companies decided to try the European way, to develop apprenticeships to train young people from inside the company. And they base the new program closely on the German apprenticeship system, which has been producing highly skilled technicians for decades. Andrew and his 4 fellow apprentices were the very first graduates of the program, the pioneers.
Pioneer, guinea pig, adventurer, there's a lot of names that we've been called.
I say trailblazer. I say he's always been our trailblazer. He doesn't do the status quo.
That's Andrew's mom, Kathy Splett. She and her husband were at the graduation, looking very proud of their son. But Kathy says in the beginning, she was dubious about this apprenticeship idea.
You know, in high school, he wasn't sure what he was going to do or if he really wanted to go to college or anything like that. And he came home one day with the packet and said, "This is what I want to do." And I said, I read it. I go, "No, this is too good to be true. This is not going to happen."
The program just seemed too generous.
They paid for his schooling, then he got a $200 a week stipend. And then when he worked, he got paid an hourly salary. And I thought, where else can you go that they're paying for your school, they're paying for you to go to school, and then while you're working, they're paying for you? And no debt at all. In today's economy, that's unreal.
She realized pretty quickly that it was a legitimate program, but still had her doubts. She thought about her son working in manufacturing and imagined him in a dark, dirty, noisy factory.
All I could think of is tool and die, and just that's the only thing I knew about manufacturing. But, you know, when your child doesn't really love school and he's like, I want to go to this, I want to do this, well, of course, go, do it.
But as Andrew began the program, Kathy still worried. Would he regret it later, not doing the 4-year college route? Was he closing doors to his future? And she felt guilty because she knew Andrew hadn't applied for college in part because Kathy and her husband couldn't afford to pay for it. Her husband had recently lost his job and money was tight. But a few months into his apprenticeship, Andrew brought his mom over to the company for the first time. And that's when her vision of what he was doing started to change.
You could eat off the floor. It was so clean. I couldn't believe it. And that it was all professional. Everyone was so nice. And the people working the machines, you know, you have this thought in your head that they all have dirty hands or that, you know, it's like everybody's sweating and dirt. And it was all light and airy and new. Everything was new. And they all had on their nice shirts and their nice pants. And even the guy working the machine looked that professional, and that's the look that they wanted for the whole company. So it was interesting, because I did not expect that.
And Kathy could see that her son was really happy and engaged in what he was learning, and the company treated him really well.
Andy was also impressed that, Mom, I have a job for 2 years after I graduate. Like, it's in the contract that you've got to work for us for 2 years. And that was a relief off of his shoulders, thinking, how am I going to find a job? Everybody's looking for jobs, but this company has invested in him. So now he's going to give back to them.
It made Kathy even happier to see that her son was getting a really wide range of training. Officially, his program was called an Advanced Machine Technician Apprenticeship, which essentially focuses on understanding how manufacturing machines work and how to fix them. But Andrew ended up training all over the company.
Herman's, they've let him kind of go to each different department to find his fit instead of just staying behind a machine all day. He helped with marketing, he helped a little bit with sales to see where he would be best suited. So that was very interesting to me that they looked at it, that as more of a well-rounded person than just, you're just going to work on machines all day.
It's been 2 years now since Andrew finished the apprenticeship. And looking back, he realizes he really was trained by people all across the company.
I ended up at the end of my 3 years just saying everybody was my mentor at one point, because everybody really did teach me something at one point. I went through every department from machining all the way up to marketing.
And the academic side was no walk in the park. Andrew and his fellow apprentices would toggle back and forth between school and work. They'd do 8 weeks, half a semester, at a local community college, and then go back to the company to work for 8 weeks or more. But in the college classes, it wasn't like back in high school. Andrew stayed motivated.
But I took it also as a job, right? I was getting paid to go to college. And that was only for, I think, I had that thought process mainly for the classes that were not really interesting to me. I think one of them was like global politics. That was a very kind of just a drag of a class. But, you know, when we were in the machine shop or welding also, I never knew I would enjoy metal welding so much until I took that class. And I was just having a blast in it. And I was enthusiastic to go every day.
And what he learned at school, he'd start using almost immediately when he went back to Herman's.
I remember when I took a pneumatics course, my company actually made me create a PowerPoint training to train new service engineers on pneumatics. And now I'm the designated trainer, but that was immediately after that.
And over the course of the apprenticeship, Andrew's abilities could really shine.
Well, yeah, good morning. Chuck Hanna with Herman Ultrasonics. I am the business unit director of our plastics division. And yeah. Andrew and I have worked together since his very early days of his apprenticeship program. And I mean, Andrew set the bar quite high. We were very lucky to get a guy like Andrew right off the bat.
Chuck's been with Herman for 13 years. And in the beginning, he wasn't sure what the company would get out of this apprenticeship idea.
I mean, you always think about, you know, what type of person is going to come in, what caliber person is going to come into the program. But I mean, right away, when you see, you know, the type of people that we were able to capture, I mean, it was really encouraging.
Since Andrew started, Herman has brought another three apprentices on board. The company decided to go this apprenticeship route, in part because it had struggled in the past to grow its workforce. So the company did some soul searching.
We did go through a time where it was a bit challenging to hold on to employees, and we spent quite a bit of time as an organization working on our purpose and our meaning and our what we call our why. And so we spent quite a bit of time with our teams and with our employees investing with them, because, you know, the more nurtured they are, the more our customers will feel that also, and the more engaged they'll be in looking to go the extra mile for each other and our business partners.
So investing in apprenticeships is part of that company philosophy. It certainly costs the company some money, but Chuck says they actually recoup the investment pretty quickly.
I think that by this 3-year period, that's about the break-even point.
So you would say by the time they're finished their apprenticeship, they've already given enough to the company in their work that it's paid back what the company has paid for them?
Correct, because, you know, in Andrew's case, he was doing work you know, 18 months in, that would have been on par with someone that you'd, you know, be training in that, let's just say, professional role right away. So yeah, you know, 3 years of investment in someone, and they know all your processes, how your business works. And this is a powerful tool, you know, a powerful engine, the skill sets that they've learned, you know, the tools that they have to solve problems. And so it's an investment, you know, money wise, but it's also an investment in this idea that, you know, the more you put in, the more you get out for everybody. It really works.
It also builds company stability, he says, because the apprentices, after 3 years of being trained and nurtured by the company, they generally feel a lot of company loyalty. Andrew said it earlier in the podcast.
I think of everyone over at Herman as my second family, pretty much, so I don't see myself leaving for a very long time.
And Chuck, now that he's worked with Andrew and the other apprentices, he kind of wishes the program had been around when he was a kid.
I went to university because it was just the plan. That's just what you did. You know, I wanted to go into engineering, but did I really know what that was? Was I really meant for a university? I don't think so. If this program would have been available for me personally at the time, I think that would have been a much better choice. I wanted to work with my hands. I work better off of application. And it's not just with your hands. If you just know you have an affinity for some math and some science, but you don't necessarily want to go into a structured program like a university, I think it could be a really good path.
Since Andrew finished his apprenticeship 2 years ago, he's moved beyond repairing machines and now works as an applications engineer, creating customized programs for Herman's clients. And when he talks to his old high school friends who did four-year engineering programs, Andrew thinks he did pretty well.
Some of my friends have still not even found jobs yet. And the ones that have found jobs, I'm getting paid at pretty much the same rate that they're getting paid for just coming out of college.
But of course, most of his friends now have huge college debts, while Andrew actually has savings. His mom, Kathy, after watching her son's experience at Herman's, has become a big advocate for apprenticeships.
Just looking at it, the United States is eons behind Europe and Germany in their way of teaching children that this is the norm there. And if we did this in America, we'd have so many more, I think, happier adults because they're doing something they're enjoying doing, not sitting here thinking, oh, I've got to go to college. And okay, I guess I'll do sociology. And so I think as Americans, we have to look at there's other ways. It's not always the traditional method for everybody. That's not for everyone. It wasn't for Andy at all.
And Andrew feels really lucky that he found this apprenticeship path, which has allowed him to learn in the way he learns best, using both his head and his hands.
I think that was one of the only combinations that could have helped me succeed to where I'm at today. I think if I was just learning in a theoretical environment, I would have gotten bored and eventually just quit.
And he thinks there's a lot of other kids like him, smart kids who end up failing in college because that pure academic route isn't the right one for them. And now Andrew, who never liked school, wants more of it. He's talked to his company about going back to college part-time to complete his engineering degree.
I didn't want to get it when I was coming out of high school, but going through this educational process and learning more about it has given me that thirst for knowledge, right? At first, I didn't have that, but now that I've been exposed to it, I know that I have that now.
In the Chicago area, more than 60 companies have now started apprenticeships through the program that Andrew went through. It's called the ICAT program, I-C-A-T-T, in case you're interested in finding out more. And other apprenticeship opportunities are popping up around the country, with companies that see apprenticeships as a way of growing their workforce from the inside, while investing in a different way of teaching young Americans. An Apprentice's Story is independently produced by Global Audio for the Transatlantic Outreach Program of the Goethe Institute in Washington, D.C. To learn more about how TOP is helping bring educators and industry together in North America, visit goethe.de/TOP. That's Goethe, goethe.de/top. I'm Rhoda Metcalf. Thanks for listening.